Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Salam, and welcome to another episode of Balls Deep, the premium sports podcast of the Blackout Who Tips .com and the Blackout Tips podcast. Of course, I never do this show alone. I am joined by the one, the only, the illustrious, the notorious even, Justin. What's up, dog?
Good afternoon, sir. It's a pleasure.
Oh, yeah. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing quite well, thank you. Thank you for asking.
No problem, man. I'm glad to hear that. Glad to see you doing good. You know, a lot of stuff's going down in the world today. President Obama coming out telling people that he black still. And people was like, what, nigga? I did not know that.
Ooh, I'm proud of him for that. Just
Everybody was pissed at him on Sunday because he just came out and was like, oh man, Trayvon Martin is so sad. And then everybody's like, why are you not mad like us? And then he came out and was like, I'm black, y'all. Everybody's like, yes, nigga. You is black.
I bet Obama would be making deals on the basketball court instead of the golf course. Because he is black.
He probably be busting people's ass too.
Like I know he'll fake it for the cameras when you know, when they really watching. But when ain't nobody that's around, he'll be like, look, quit game to seven. I win. This what's gonna happen.
Yeah, I win, gay people get married. Come on. What you trying to do?
Deals happen.
Then he just take Ruth Bader Ginsburg to the hole. All right, so this ball's deep. Not a lot of happened in sports this week. So I don't know. This show might be 5-10 minutes, man. We're going to see what we can talk about. But first things first, we got to play that intro, man.
How deep?
You know how when I go in the ball pit of Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, Dad. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep.
I'm talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep.
Try positive traits. Give a pound into her feelings. Make her south mouth salivate. Hey Tyra, are you listening?
We're not talking just the dipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
No problem. Just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Huh. Sorry to hear that. Where was I?
You were talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love.
I'm talking about
balls deep. My boy's talking about balls deep.
We're talking about
balls deep in love. That's right, guys. Talking about balls deep. Let's go ahead and get right into the, get our balls right up in this. First things first. Aaron Hernandez apparently has a couple of supporters out there. Very vocal supporters.
Oh, hey, Ron.
A couple of twins, Marquise and Mike Pouncey, who wanted to show some support. So they took pictures in the club wearing Free Hernandez hats.
I mean, Hispanic love?
Why, man?
Latino love? I mean,
this is one of those why situations, right? Like, where are your friends? Like, where are the people that care about you that see you before you go out the house and go, come on, bro, take that hat off. Like, we can still go to the club, but you gotta take that hat off.
I mean, they some big dudes. I don't know that anybody's ever really totally honest with them.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. You start talking to them. And plus they're twins, so. You know, they probably pump each other up like, yeah, we could wear this hat. Shit. You're going to sit here and prove guilty, right? Is it America or not?
Yeah, their father definitely isn't in their life.
Yeah,
apparently. I assume most football players' fathers aren't in their life. That's why they're so angry.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. They said they knew they were wrong, so they apologized. They said, I fully recognize the seriousness of the situation involving my former teammate, and I regret that my actions appear to make light of that serious situation. I apologize to anyone who was offended by my actions, he wrote in a link that was tweeted to his Twitter followers.
That's the thing I hate, man. If you know you ride for him regardless if he out here, you know, killing people, then just ride with him.
Yeah, yeah. Now, that's what Marquise said. Mike Pouncey hasn't apologized yet, but I wonder if because they're twins, he can count that one like Zaymax and Tomax, whatever it was, from G.I. Joe. It's like, well, he said it. That's the same as me saying it. So ditto.
Yeah, like it means the same thing. But that's what I'm saying. Like, just, I mean, if you call your mama a bitch, roll with it. It's going to be consequences. You know what I mean?
They wore their hat Saturday at a Miami nightclub where they were celebrating their upcoming birthdays. Now, here's what's funny about this. Allegedly, one of them were with, or both of them, I think, was with Hernandez on one of the nights in question where two dudes end up getting shot.
Right. They.
So it's like, what kind of, why are you even playing like, who plays like this? Like, I don't need the government looking into me as a witness or anything.
Man, this, I think once you start, when you young like that, and you living young, wild, and free, just being reckless, they not looking at long-term money. They looking at my pocket is rich right now. I'm getting playtime. That's the end of it. They don't look at NFL Network career after football is done or, you know, things like that or ESPN. Because ESPN will be like, nah, I remember I did a story on you about such and such, such and such. I'm going to pass.
Yeah, and I mean, they are only 23. And I know there's like a running joke with, or not even joke, there's like a subculture of our culture that does the free blank shirts and free blank hat, like free Lil Wayne, free Max B. But is this the time? Like, this is actually your profession. You know what I mean? It is like if I go to work and my coworker just got locked up for, I don't know, being a pedophile or something to catch a predator. He was on To Catch a Predator over the weekend. I show up on Monday with a shirt like "Free James," you know. And people are gonna be like, "Dude, what are you doing? This, you're at work, and this isn't appropriate." You know, like you work in the same industry as him. You can't have a Facebook page talking about Free James, knowing he a pedophile.
Who made those hats, though? Like, who? When they saw that, they was like, "Who? Aaron? Who?" You know, they was like, "Oh, you know, our little cousin Aaron. You know, he's like 10 years old."
Well, it says Free Hernandez.
So, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
So it could be a ton of people.
Whoever made them hats clearly was like, he didn't know who those guys was, but he clearly had to question it.
I feel like we need preemptive hats. Like, if I could get, like, right now, if we wanted to flood the market and make money, Justin, who would we need to put on a hat right now and to predict where we might have a good chance of being able to be the first ones with the hats? Because the turnaround time on these hats right now actually took too long, because Hernandez got arrested like 2 or 3 weeks ago and they just now got the hat Saturday. You know, if we could predict an arrest ahead of time, who would we put the free on to get a jump on it?
Any sport or just football?
Any sport. You pick the sport. Who are we looking at that got some suspect dealings?
What's the center for Sacramento?
DeMarcus Cousins?
Yes.
Oh, Free Cousins.
Yes.
I like that. I like that. That's a good one. That's a good one. I think he's definitely a dude that I would want to, you know, keep an eye out on. What about, what about the wide receiver for Dallas? The rookie.
Oh, definitely.
What is that dude's name?
He's not a rookie this year. You talking about the one that slapped his mama. Now.
Yeah. Yeah. We need to get some Free Bryant. Free Dez Bryant. Get some free dad shirts. I go ahead and get those now, because I feel like we're going to, you know, everybody else going to be like, we'll have your shirts in 2 weeks. We're going to be the only site. Like, what size you need? We got that right now. We can go ahead and send that out. Free Dad Bryant.
Yep. See him. You could even go team by team and just pick one player, like Josh Smith. What did he resign at?
Detroit.
Right. You telling me he not going to run up on something in Detroit?
Yeah,
have some issues.
Yeah, some cities, you know, I would look at for sure, because there's some cities where, like, you're probably more likely to get in trouble, you know.
J.R. Smith.
Oh, yeah, Free Smith. That could be a lot. Free J.R., I guess. That could be a lot.
Yo, and that'll apply to a lot of people.
Free. Oh, and, you know, we really make a lot of money on Free Peace. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, it means two things.
Yep.
And what people sleep on about Meta World Peace going to New York, as a free agent, is that he's from there. That's when all that crazy shit used to happen. Like, that dude got stories for days about seeing people die on the basketball court because a chair leg got thrown through their heart. Like, this is a dude that, you know, has seen the wars And I feel like that's a person that, you know, we get to jump on these hats. Free peace, man, that we could be millionaires.
Man, it's a lot of cats. The thing is, man, what's that dude to play for the Dallas Cowboys that had a DUI and killed his teammate?
He just retired. He just retired today or yesterday.
Right, but he's not going to stop the drug use.
Right, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be still having the Smiz Naiz.
Right.
Smoking, if you know what I mean.
Man, light-skinned ratchet buddy that, rumored to have been with LeBron James' mom.
Oh, Free West.
Free West.
Yeah, I can see that.
I wonder if he's related to Northwest.
Right. Well, he kind of calmed down lately. See, I feel like it's going to be somebody I feel like we're going to have another person that was a straight-up kingpin thug that nobody knew about or nobody wanted to talk about. Like Free Randolph, I'd love to get a Free Zach Randolph shirts. Yeah.
If Zach ever get traded from Memphis, I think you'll see one of those. But right now, while he in Memphis, he good, homie.
Yeah, he running things too much. And then, of course, my other low-key dude that I think might be a boss that nobody knows about is Udonis Haslem. Because this dude has always stayed in Miami.
As long as he in Miami, he good.
He never caught a charge, but he's good. I remember when he got pulled over with that drugs. And first report was like, yo, Udonis Haslem got pulled over with drugs. He in trouble. The second report was like, yo, his homie said it was all his drugs. Udonis Haslem didn't know nothing about it.
Right.
And I was like, he got boys that's way better than Mike Vick. You know what I mean?
But he was at home. That's the thing. He never left home.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, We're just talking about how we, you know, which shirts we want to invest in.
Because he in Washington, he hanging out with John Wall and them. Mm-hmm. Anybody on the Wizards.
Okay, yeah. Anyone on the Wizards could definitely.
Because Nerlens, no, he went to Philly.
Even Gilbert Arenas caught a charge when he was at the Wizards, though.
Right. Is nobody safe in Washington. The DMV, man, it's dangerous around there.
Yeah.
Birdman.
But free Birdman, that's pretty much, I feel like that's how you're going to retire. It's just catching a meth related charge.
He going to die. At a tattoo parlor with a needle in his arm. Yeah. Having drugs tattooed on his body.
They going to be like, Birdman died from an overdose of swallowing a bag of meth at a traffic stop. I'm going to be like, that makes sense. Speaking of athletes that, you know, seem like they're talking when they're on drugs. Charles Barkley was dropping some of that conspiracy theorist ether today, man. You trying to hear what Charles had to say about the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman verdict?
Man, 90% of the time, I like what Barkley has to say. So
let's see if you dig this.
Any thoughts on the George Zimmerman verdict?
Well, I agree with the verdict.
Yeah.
I feel sorry that young kid got killed, but they didn't have enough evidence to charge him. Something clearly went wrong that night. Clearly something went wrong, and I feel bad for anybody who loses a kid. But if you looked at the case and you don't make it, there was some racial profiling, no question about it. But something happened to change the dynamic of that night, and I know, and that's probably not a popular opinion among most people, but just looking at the evidence, I agree with the verdict. I just feel bad because I don't like when race gets out in the media, because I don't think the media has a pure heart, as I call it. There are very few people who have a pure heart when it comes to race. Racism is wrong in any shape, form. There are a lot of black people who are racist, too. I think sometimes when people talk about race, they act like only white people are racist. There are a lot of black people who are racist. And I don't like when it gets out there in the media, because I don't think the media has clean hands.
I think you're right.
Yeah,
I'm glad you made that point.
I don't think the media has clean hands. Yeah. And
who was it to say that?
I feel sorry that young...
Maria Bartiromo, the white host of the show.
Oh, okay.
They always do that, though. Whenever I don't even think black people should say the N-word. You know, I agree with that. I agree. As a person who hates niggers, too, I agree.
Kid got killed. But just judging by the evidence, I don't think that guy should have went to jail for the rest of his life. Because something happened bad that night, obviously.
Yeah. I like what one of the jurors said. They said they both should have walked away.
Yes.
And if there's a shadow of a doubt, there's a shadow of a doubt.
And let me say, Mr. Zimmerman was wrong to... He was racial profiling.
Absolutely.
But I think... Trayvon Martin, God rest his soul, I think he did flip the switch and start beating the hell out of Mr. Zimmerman. But it was just a bad situation. And like I said, the main thing I feel bad for, it gives every white person and black person who's racist a platform to vent their ignorance.
Right.
You know, that's the thing that bothered me the most, because I watched this trial closely, and I watch all these people on television talking about it. A lot of these people have a hidden agenda. You know, they want to have their racist views, whether they're white or black.
The bias comes out.
The bias, it definitely comes out.
Yeah.
It was a bad situation. We all lost. And I feel bad for his parents, because you don't ever want to see anybody lose a kid.
Order the latest blockbuster from Brent.
Okay, that's enough. Okay, calm down. But yeah, so Charles Barkley, you know, said that a lot of black people are mad at him for saying that, man. What do you think about his comments?
I mean, like I said, I like 90% of what Charles has to say. He's mm-hmm. been, I will say, Big Charles 90% of his life. Slim Charles, I don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's entitled to his opinion. I don't think the prosecutor did a good job thoroughly to remove doubt, but it's only one side of the story, so it's hard to do that when it's one-sided. And, you know, Charles entitled his opinion. He was like, the facts, it wasn't enough evidence to say that Zimmerman wasn't protecting himself and standing his ground. I think the law was flawed more than anything.
Yeah.
But I still would have liked to have seen a guilty verdict on something, because he did murder him. And I'm not saying it had to be, what was it? I think it was manslaughter that he could have got
mm-hmm.
versus the, it was two different types. I forget which one the other one was, but one of them was where like he plotted like, yeah, I'm about to go kill this nigga. Mm-hmm. And the other one was, it's murder, but it wasn't
like it could be due to negligence or
right.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I think and somebody was telling me like the mandatory minimums and the sentencing in the trial had a lot to do with it. He thinks, because I think even manslaughter is like 20 years mandatory.
Yeah, like,
so that if people felt like it puts a lot of pressure on a jury to be like, well, we feel like he was wrong, but we don't feel like he was 20 years wrong. So then they might not, you know, pull the trigger on that, so to speak. No pun intended, obviously. But one thing I will say though is I don't find what he said to be that crazy. I think like there's a lot of black people right now that are just so upset that they don't want to hear any reasoning to the contrary. They just want to hear it was an open and shut case. The case was made. That it should be just the end of it. It's obviously it's just racist and shit. And it's like, it's really hard to prove racism, man. It's hard. Like, it's one of those things where you know it if you've experienced it, and you know it if, you know, just living in America talking about certain topics. But like, to implicitly prove beyond a reasonable doubt someone gets out the car to kill someone just because they're black is gonna be really difficult to prove.
And the other thing is too, I truly believe that Zimmerman was scared of his life. Did he lie about how the events unfolded? Yes, he clearly was lying about certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But was he scared? Yeah, like once Trayvon, and if that was Trayvon that really was whooping his ass, I think maybe he got a few shots on Zimmerman, but I don't think the entire time. I mean, at the end of the day, Trayvon a kid.
Well, he might have got his ass, but you know what's funny is that the law is kind of written loosely for that. You know, you getting your ass whooped, you can kill somebody, basically.
Yep.
You know, like it's such a bitch ass law. Like,
and that's why
you get in a fight and then someone starts winning and then you kill them. Let's put that on the books.
And that's why I say I really wanted somebody to follow him home, provoke a fight, and then shoot him and say, you know, oh, I was fearing for my life. And see what his family has to say about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, he'll get his, because, you know, I can't, it's hard for me to judge anybody on earth anyway. I might laugh at you, talk shit about you, but I'm not really judging. I'm just having fun at your expense.
And looking at the comments on this Deadspin article, I mean, it's obvious that, I agree with him to some extent. It has given a lot of people who are just ignorant and racist a platform to start talking about race in America, and not in a way where they're trying to solve anything, but just a way where they just want to jump in and start talking shit.
More importantly than Barkley, though, it just, all it did was make, because, you know, only caught the tail end conversation about mm-hmm. what you was having at the YMCA about profiling.
Oh, with Steve?
Yes.
Yeah.
And how it's okay to be profiled.
Yeah.
And I was like, But he the darkest of the darkest of black people that we hang out with at the Y.
Yeah.
And he feel like it's okay to profile black people. And I was like, but nigga, like, really, you over here justifying this. And I walked off. Like, I was like, I'm not even going to get involved in this debate.
Yeah.
And I had to walk off. So it's a lot of people that feel like, even black people that feel like Zimmerman had the right to profile Trayvon.
Yep. And like I always say, the real America lives in the comment section, because the comments on this shit are, of course, ignorant and stupid, and people are misspelling shit. People are getting facts wrong. Like, it's just amazing how much, you know, when you can be anonymous, shit just stirs up because no one can track it back to you. Speaking of people that couldn't be anonymous and talked about the Trayvon Martin, you know, trial and the George Zimmerman trial and verdict. Roddy White and several other athletes went and tweeted some stuff. As soon as the verdict came down, Roddy White says, actually he said some shit. Like, first he said he was gonna, what was it? It was that, sorry, the link they put changed on me. But he said something like the hood was gonna catch up with him or something.
Yeah, a lot of athletes tweeted that same type of tweet. Like he's not gonna be alive long because the hood gonna catch up to him.
Yeah, a lot of people took it down and stuff like that. Roddy White suggested that like people get up with the jurors and do some shit to them. Victor Cruz said Zimmerman doesn't last a year till the hood catches up with him. That tweet was later deleted.
And that's another, again, man, if you felt it in your heart and you meant it, leave it out there. Like, I said it and I meant it. Like, roll with it. Now, if it's different if you say, I've had a change of heart after thinking about it more. But to just be like, I'm sorry. No, you're not sorry. Leave it out there.
Yeah, it's weird. It's hard to tell because, you know, a lot of people are like, well, the PR got a hold of him and blah, blah, blah. But it sounded like Roddy White basically said, That was too much. But I think a lot of people related to that at the time. Cause people were angry at that moment. You know, I'd be lying if I said I didn't have any thoughts of like somebody getting revenge on this dude. I just trying to be better than that. You know what I mean? But, when you're on Twitter and you have heat of the moment, you can say whatever you want to on a drop of a dime. You don't have to run it through a PR agent or a company. Just tweet what you want. You might say some fucked up stuff. Roddy White later apologized. He said, I understand my tweet last night was extreme. I never meant for people to do that. I was shocked and upset at the verdict. I'm sorry.
Right. And that sounds like maybe he had a little more reflection with his PR people. They put reflection into his apology tweet.
And, of course, it won't get retweeted as much as the hood gonna catch you and all that kind of shit.
I was happy to see people protesting in Times Square and LA and other places. Even here in Charlotte, you know, they had like a protest / rally. It's just we didn't get violent here in Charlotte.
Yeah.
Them niggas in LA, man.
Yeah, that's way more to do with the police than anything else, though. Because like, if you look at the places that have a history of rioting, they also the same places that have a history of fucked up policing.
Oh,
and anytime there's something like this, it's not necessary. I think those people are just like extremely politically aware and violent and prone to violence or something. I feel like they hate the police every day of their lives. And anytime you get an opportunity, it's like, you know, let's go down there and fucking show our distaste for living in a you know, living under the thumb of people that are trying to use their authority to belittle us and judge us and make our lives miserable.
And, you know, that's the thing I liked about it. Like, during the Rodney King verdict and they went out and rioted, it was actually more protests from people of status and whether it's entertainers, athletes, whoever, were out there amid the protests. But in these protests, they were just sitting at home, somebody going to get him. When y'all gonna get out there and picket and protest with them and say, you know, hey, I disagree with the verdict. And I'm not saying it has to be violent, but in a peaceful way, to me, that shows more character and I really care about this situation than just sending out on reckless tweets.
Yep. Dwayne White. Yeah, that's a good point. All these dudes could have done that. Wow. Stunned, saddened as a father. Someone make sense of this verdict for me right now. Please don't worry. I'll wait. Dwayne Wade said that.
Man, this nigga always trying to put that wow in everything. Ever since he that marketing campaign with wow, I want him to sit down somewhere and in the back row.
George Zimmerman not guilty. Can you believe that? Wow, Shaq. So he must have been trying to steal off of Dwayne Wade.
He always got his look. That's why nobody likes Shaq. Mm-hmm. Nobody. Except I like him when he talk about Dwight Howard. But outside of that, I really just want him to sit down in the back with Dwayne Wade.
Chris Paul, he said, wow, prayers out to the Martin family. Everybody's playing World of Warcraft, apparently.
Hate that dude, Chris Paul, too. Yeah, I don't care what he does. Once you punch a man in the balls, like, unprovoked, I can't look you in the face anymore.
Steph Curry said, watched a lot of the case, though manslaughter was a definite. I guess he meant thought manslaughter was definite. Thinking about everyone involved, especially the Martin family. And, you know, he says that is a light-skinned man. So that's when you know it's real. You know, the other day I was playing basketball with Julius, and I scored a point on him. We were going back down the court, and he said something to me. I said, shut up, you black-ass nigga. And he said, I ain't black, I'm light-skinned. And then I turned to this brown-skinned dude, and I said, see, they don't even think they like us. And so Steph Curry would say something like that.
Yeah, he probably adopted, though.
Who, Steph Curry?
Julius.
Julius, I don't know.
Yeah, he probably was adopted. Like, remember young Chris? Mm-hmm. Used to hang out with James at the Y. Like, yeah. He was adopted. Hung out with white parents, so he didn't identify with black people either.
Maybe that's what it was. He does have a brother, though. Nazi Muhammad said, don't know what the appropriate punishment is, but this sets an ugly precedent. Got a feeling we're going to see more cases like this. Hashtag profiling. What if he meant it like profiling and styling?
Nazi Muhammad seemed too angry to send anything.
Yeah.
Fun and joking.
James Harrison says, I think I'll go pick a fight and get my ass kicked. Then pull my gun and kill somebody, see if I can get away with it. And then he put it on Facebook, too.
I want to know what Steven Jackson tweet.
I want to know who the fuck going to kick James Harrison's ass. Like, he going to be searching for a long time to find a dude that can whoop his ass.
He's just not going to fight back. Like, he gonna
even if he don't fight back, you will hurt yourself punching James Harrison.
I just want to see Steven Jackson's tweet, man. What is his mindset like if he go down to Florida? You know, he got, like, all type of guns on him.
Well, you know, he's not a violent dude, man. That's what's funny about Steve is, like, when you talk to him, he's such a calm dude to have been in so much shit. Like, he don't talk a good... He one of them, you know, quiet niggas to kill, loud niggas talk shit. They be the ones that get killed. You know what I'm saying? Like, he one of them people that'll sit up there and be like, you know, I don't have any reason I want to put a gun out on somebody, and next thing you know, you get shot.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I want them to start with him, and instead of him just arguing and fighting back, just be like, oh, you know, I do have this 45 on me. Let me go ahead and end this.
But he definitely won't be tweeting about it, is what I mean. We won't be reading no Steven Jackson tweets. He don't have shit to say about this. He just like, I wish a nigga would. Stevie Johnson said, living in a world where you fight dogs, you could lose everything. Mike Vick, if you kill a black man, you're not guilty. Injustice system. Hashtag injustice system. Kendra Perkins says, America's justice system is a joke.
9-1-1 is a joke in my town.
Jared Dudley said, between Casey and Anthony and Zimmerman, the state of Florida is looking real bad. Oh, Florida. Jonathan Vilma says, I get if you're mad about the verdict. I don't get going out looting, riding 5 minutes from where you live. Be constructive, not destructive. Exactly. Drive across town to do that shit.
Yep.
Darnell Dockett says, are people going to remove their blackouts now or keep supporting? If other kids out here, it's other kids out here at risk. Tori Smith says, I'm also as mad as a lot of people over the verdict. Trying to take out Zimmerman isn't the answer neither.
Now, didn't Jonathan Vilma profile a quarterback a few years back?
Mm-hmm. All the time. He does all the time.
Strange.
Sean May said, I hope people have enough hashtag respect for the system to let it be and not cause unneeded violence. Hashtag Zimmerman trial. Hashtag I still would like to go to Papa John's tonight. So I feel him out.
Man,
on that.
This nigga right here, man. Come on.
Hashtag what time Waffle House closed.
Hashtag what is he doing with his life right now? But you know what, though? He got paid by the Bobcats.
Yeah, that's true. Sean May the only dude that has corned beef hashtag. Daquan Bauer says, I hope everyone can see the bigger picture of this trial. His story was heard. His voice was heard. Rest in peace, Trayvon Benjamin Martin. Brian Peterson said, if you trusted the justice system to find a man guilty, you must trust it when it finds a man not guilty, or it's just partiality you seek. And I also like that his Twitter name is Petey Pipes. Mm-hmm. He a white dude, so, you know, for everybody that's going, that tweet don't sound like it belong. White people be like, he got not guilty, y'all. That's what we got to do.
That's what I was waiting on.
I love to ask him, did somebody hit him back, like, reply and go, what about OJ? Because you think he ain't doing that shit? Adrian Peterson says, my heart goes out to the Martin family. Keep the faith. Hashtag God is in control. He's the one and only judge. And then a hammer. I don't know what that picture of a hammer supposed to mean.
I think it mean that he'll fight cops.
Yeah, I guess. Mike Vick says, I feel so bad for the Martin family. We have a long way to go in America, but please, y'all, don't do anything stupid. Let God be the final judge, and don't pay for your boys' lawyers. Okay.
All right.
I added a little bit.
Was that Mike Vick or Ron Mexico that tweeted that out?
That was Mike Vick.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. I get them confused sometimes. a lot of y'all don't know who Ron Mexico is.
But that's an old story about Mike Vick, and people think he supposedly went to the free clinic to get his herpes looked at, and he used a fake name, Ron Mexico. And the NFL, it led to the NFL having to ban Ron Mexico jerseys from being created because people were creating Mexico jerseys with the Falcons number 7.
Don't
on
do
it.
Nothing stupid, y'all.
Yeah, Ron Mexico.
Ron Mexico giving out advice.
It's like, that's before the dog fighting.
He had the Nike shoe commercials out there where he was out here being Ron Mexico talking about don't do nothing stupid.
Don't do nothing stupid now. 6 current players joining that NCAA lawsuit we talked about. Why that's important. Apparently it's players who are still in college, which matters when you have a class action lawsuit like this. And before they were saying that the players wouldn't join because they wouldn't want to give up their anonymity because you have to name yourself to be part of it. So, you know, guys who could potentially benefit, like a Johnny Manziel, who's probably like the best example of a athlete that drives money to the school and doesn't really need the school in order to get to the next level. Like you're not going to find his name on there. So the people they did have were Jake Fisher, who's a linebacker at Arizona, the kicker Jake Smith, Vanderbilt linebacker Chase Garnham, Clemson cornerback Darius Robinson, Minnesota tight end Moses Alapate, and wide receiver Victor Keys. I guess the thing about this, though, is it doesn't matter until we actually get to I don't know, it'll probably be years before we hear anything, any resolution about this. They'll probably be out of school. So, but it's good that it started. I'm glad the dialogue has started. I'm glad the people are trying to get paid as college players. I really think it's been a long time coming. So I'm kind of, you know, I'm kind of excited about this. And I hope, these dudes somehow manage to crack the mold and get some college players some dough for getting paid, for playing out here. Even if it's just money put aside for them. For when they graduate or when they get out of school, but they should get something.
Yeah, I wish somebody like Johnny Manziel would join this lawsuit. You know what I mean? Somebody that you know is definitely going to the next level.
Right.
Because the NFL can clearly shade these guys and not have them. Because teams are going to be like, you know what? You out here suing the NCAA. I don't think we need your type of attention on our team. But yeah. Johnny Manziel, you're not gonna pass him up regardless of what he's doing. You can clearly see, even by the way he's pictures he tweets out and things like that, of him having a good time. He's like, "Fuck it, I'm going to the league. There's nothing you can do to stop that. Yeah. I'm just that nice.
Yeah,
I'm Johnny Football."
There's also another thing that's going on. Apparently, the ESPY Awards are this week. Did you watch the ESPY Awards?
No, I didn't either. I never have, and I doubt I ever will.
It really seemed like the least needed award show of all the award shows.
Right.
Like, because sports already has a who was best. You know, like every sport already has a championship and shit. Like, do we really need you to come back through and be like, well, this person was the best of those people. Like, we get it.
Yeah, well, they got the season MVP. You just giving them another award. Now, if they did things like this was the funniest person on their team and then show clips of them doing practical jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that I might watch.
I'd love to see best teammate and they just celebrate stuff like the dudes on the bench that get crazy when LeBron dunks it, you know?
Yep.
Like, that's what they should be doing.
You're like the best singer on the team. Somebody that has some talent doing something positive. Or he donated the most money.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, of all the basketball and all the football, things like that.
Yeah, best fat athlete, you know? Yep. I'd love to watch that.
You know, do they do best dressed?
I don't think so. I'll go through the list of who won what. Best male athlete, LeBron James, Miami Heat. Female athlete, Serena Williams, team Miami Heat. Which is kind of weird that the Miami Heat won it, because they weren't necessarily the most dominant when it came to the finals, but I guess they did have a lot of wins in the regular season.
Nick Juice saying they can't hear.
They can't hear audio in the chat?
That's what Nick Juice saying.
It's showing on my side. Let me refresh it for everybody. I don't know. But we have audio getting picked up on the mics here. Let me put myself back on screen. Oh, it's not even showing my camera. Let me see. Hey, can you guys hear us now? Can y'all, is the audio back? And nobody said anything. Whoa, why my camera go back off screen?
I don't know.
All right, hold on. Let me pause the show a little bit. All right, let me unpause this. That was weird. And get back onto what we were talking about. Coach of the year, Rick Pitino, Louisville Cardinals.
Did they win anything?
Did they win the? They didn't win the NCAA, right?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Like, why he get coach of the year?
Exactly.
I guess they needed some kind of upset. Breakthrough athlete Colin Kaepernick, San Francisco.
Oh, Leonard Brothers saying yes, they did.
Yeah,
you can tell we don't watch college basketball or football. At least I don't. Unless it's NC State, I'm not. I watched the ACC. Once they out of it, it's like fuck it.
Yeah, I didn't even remember them winning this shit. I didn't care. and I watched it and still didn't care.
Yeah, if we don't care, you guys shouldn't care either.
If Carolina is not good, the odds of me caring about a season of NCAA is so low. Like, the second we out of it, I'll be like, all right, then, y'all. Shit, I can go play ball on Saturday and Sunday now.
Yeah, that's more. You know what? We watch sports to see who going to be at the gym on Sunday. Like, we know it's a Carolina game. Man, ain't nobody shooting on Sunday.
Like, Carolina got to go to the Final Four or win it all before I even start giving a fuck. They was like, y'all gonna make the tournament. I'm like, that's not a good year for Carolina, you low expectation having motherfuckers. That shit only count if we real good. So
yeah.
People in the chat talking about Carolina was good for who, by what standards? By what standards do y'all measure Carolina's excellence? Cause y'all got some low ass standards. If that was a good team, I watched that fucking team. We weren't good at all. We were a mediocre team in the top 25, but we weren't a Carolina good team.
Y'all
know exactly what I mean.
Yeah, y'all win a lot of games based off name alone. Just coming to the used to be deemed on. You're just gonna win based off reputation and the crowd, but that can your talents travel, and that's what y'all struggle with.
Sometimes I feel like I'm the only one that watches the game, and I don't like watching college football basketball that much. But like, it should not take you more than watching your team 10 times in an NCAA season to know what kind of team you really got. And I watched that team about a good 15 times this year. And I was like, oh, we not even in contention. And people would be like, hey man, y'all winning some games, man. Y'all got over 20 wins right now. Yeah, but I seen them play and we not good like that. We gonna lose. When we play better teams, we will fucking lose these games.
Yeah, because you got blew out, like, by Miami. This is the other thing, man. Like, that's how I am. Like, we'll watch those ACC like Duke and Carolina, Carolina State, Carolina Miami, Carolina Clemson. No, not Clemson. Haven't watched Clemson.
Yeah, come on. Definitely not in Chapel Hill.
But
to waste my time.
You know, but Wake Forest, like, you'll watch those games, and that's when you can look at your team and be like, yeah, we different than everybody this year.
Nick, you know what it is? These fucking college basketball fiends, they start watching games in like October and November and December and shit.
It's NBA on there.
And then they be hyped like, hey, man, you know, we did good in the southern, in the southeastern, western part of Hawaii tournament. Yeah, man, we did good, you know, in the big, the great Alaskan tournament. I'm like, you do realize this is a team full of fucking kids. And by the end of the season, they'll be completely different than the beginning of the season. I've seen teams that in the first couple games of the season, they could be playing against fucking, you know, SWAT's Atlanta and be losing. And then by the fucking end of the season, you're like, yo, this is a tough ass good team. So I can never tell. And dudes get so hyped by the time you get to conference play, they can be completely off. Like, yo, man, yo, Wake Forest about to win it all. I'm like, nigga, they play Sisters of the Peace. They play Providence Day High School.
Yo, they play local community colleges. The other thing is, man, at the beginning of the year, like, they look so terrible because them cats still have to go to all their classes.
Right.
They actually doing schoolwork then. It's towards the end of the year when they missing class.
Right.
They not, you know, they
talking
they,
about going pro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Getting their whole control.
Chicks been trying to trap them.
Right.
Yeah, like, they the party ain't done. You know, it's like, let me focus on basketball now.
So that's why last year when I watched Carolina probably, like I said, 10 to 15 times throughout the regular season. And I was just like, after I waited till conference play started to really start watching them. And I was like, oh yeah, we not that good. We don't got it this year. Man. Like, we played Indiana and the boys ran us up and down that court. And I was like, oh yeah, yeah, we won't be winning it. So ain't no need to pay attention to that much shit. So I didn't pay that much attention to the Final Four.
And there's so many people that hate the way the Spurs play the game of basketball. Mm-hmm. Yet that's all college ball. Pass, pass, get the best shot.
Well, pass, I think pass, on the low, on the low, I think a lot of people like college basketball because white people can still play it. no offense to white people, because I wish they would watch the NBA too, because white people good in the NBA too, but for some reason it's like it don't count at the NBA level. But if you white and then you in college and you good, people act like it count more. It's like, well, Tyler Hansbrough can win player of the year and that'll never happen in the NBA. I'm like, yeah, but that's no reason not to watch it, you know. It's still good basketball. It's better basketball even.
That's so true. How does he win not just ACC player of the year, but, you know,
yeah,
college, you know, college player of the year, but you're not drafted number one.
Yeah.
You are going to come off the bench in the NBA and probably will not be in the league 5 years.
People like to see their race do well and nobody likes to talk about it. White people included. You know what I mean? White people love to see who's player of the year. Well, it's between J.J. Redick and Adam Morrison. You know what I mean? They love that shit. And then that's why they don't watch the NBA a lot of the times. And people will go, well, you know, I just don't like the way the game is played. It's different. And like, no, you don't like that. J.J. Redick and Adam Morrison can't be the best players in that league. You watch that shit too. And I'm not mad at you, player. Like, I didn't like football that much when it was mostly white quarterbacks. I mean, it's still mostly white quarterback. When it was like one black quarterback a year,
yep,
I was like, I don't want to watch this shit as much.
That's the thing, man. You and in college, you can specialize in one thing and be like, oh, he's the top player coming out of draft. You're like, yeah, but he only has a killer crossover. He can't shoot. He can't pass. He can only jump and touch, you know, dunk it. He can't do anything else. He should go number one in the draft. Like,
yeah. Our brother Leonard Brothers puts up in the chat, on paper, the Hill should be good this year, though. How many games are you gonna play on paper? That's what I wanna know.
Man, look, you can't.
On paper, the Hill should always be good. We always get the top best recruits. Like, we should always be good. Yeah. But I would like to see him play, man. Ronald Curry should have been the fucking best player ever on paper. I would like to see the dudes on the court before I start getting hyped and start putting those championship demands on them, man.
Leonard biased, though, man.
He biased. I'm biased too, but
he go hard for Carolina.
Right.
Like, I wonder what he thought about PJ Harrison, though.
Yeah.
And these charges.
No, hey, yeah, that's true. And plus, I just like to see people on the court, man. I don't get hyped about no, like, I don't even follow recruiting anymore. Cause people used to be like, yo, this dude, like, whatever your team needs, they'd be like, hey, man, what happened to Carolina last year? Man, we couldn't rebound. Our shooting was terrible. Ball handling, we had a lot of turnovers. Defense wasn't good. I mean, we just need an overhaul. Well, look, you heard about Larry Davis? I'm like, nah, who's that kid coming out of this high school that you guys are recruiting? Yeah, that's cool, man, but you know, we need a lot of stuff to fix this. Well, look, this dude can rebound, and he played defense, and he's the best shooter, and he's the best passer, and he never turns it over. And I'm like, nigga, he can't do all this. Now you setting me up so when he get here, I'm going to be like, why the fuck can't he do all this shit you kept telling me?
They be showing the highlights from when he was like 6'5 playing against 5'5 dudes.
Yeah,
three years younger. Yeah, 3 years younger than him.
Yeah.
At some practice game where he's just throwing alleys every play out the back.
And then, like, I remember the last dude that they tried to hype up, and this is why it makes me a better fan, I think, than some of these other people. It was Harrison Barnes. And I actually liked Harrison Barnes at UNC. And I never had any issues with him because I wasn't one of those people that got told he was the next Michael Jordan. He was going to be the best shooter in the NCAA. I never had to buy into this shit because I was like, I don't care about recruiting. So when he got on the court, I was like, oh, little homie got a little bit of little game to him. That's the only thing I ever thought about him. I never was sitting around like, why aren't you dunking and crossing people over every time? Why can you only dribble 3 times in a row? You know? So,
the level of competition stepped up.
Yeah. Like, you don't know what people are going to do, man. And, you know, we'll see. Miami Heat versus San Antonio game 6 was the game of the year. Surprised they didn't pick game 1. Mm-hmm. You know, with the Tony Parker miracle bank shot, but I guess game 6 got him. Record breaking performance, Michael Phelps. Championship performance, LeBron James.
Wait. Michael Phelps.
Mm-hmm.
The swimmer, right?
Listen, it wasn't an Olympic year. So nobody knows if that's right or wrong.
That's my point.
So I'm just going to assume.
How the fuck is he
right.
Winning an award when it's not even the Olympics? It's no water. It's not. People don't even have their pools filled up with water right now. And he out here winning awards.
I don't know. I'm taking their word for it. If they would have said Usain Bolt, I would have believed that too. Without verifying anything. Player of the year, Jadeveon Clowney. Now, how did he win that over Mark Sanchez fumbling? I don't know. I think Mark Sanchez fumbling into his own player had to be player of the year. Moment of the year, Jack Hoffman. Wait, who? There's a dude named Jack Hoffman? No way. There's a real person named Jack Hoffman? That's a name that you call up to Mo Sizzlack's bar with and get him to repeat the name.
They don't know who Mo Sizzlack is, man.
Is there a Jack Hoffman here? Hey, anybody heard of a Jack Hoffman? can anybody help me with Jack Hoffman?
Poor Mo.
At Nebraska spring game, you got a touchdown at Nebraska spring game.
Listen, oh my God, man. ESPN, please.
Stop. How is that the moment of the year? Is he like in a wheelchair or something? Like, what is the, what's the catch? It's gotta be a catch to that. Like, he suffered from Down syndrome. He was never supposed to play. Like, there's no way it's just a regular spring game touchdown is player of the year.
That's got to be a typo.
Yeah.
Like his cousin, the one that's running the list, and typed his name in there and nobody proofread it.
Yeah. Upset of the year. Number 15, Florida Gulf Coast, beats number 2 seed, Georgetown in the NCAA tournament. Comeback of the year, Adrian Peterson. Male college athlete, Johnny Manziel. Female college athlete, Brittany Griner.
Mm-hmm. Props.
Male action sport athlete, Nyjah Hudson, skateboarding. Female action sport athlete, Stephanie Gilmore, surfing. Baseball player. And then they had to give one to everybody in a different, like, now sport.
I got a question, though.
Yeah.
So if you're the female action sport athlete, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tennis isn't an action sport?
I think action sport means X Games shit. You know what I mean? Okay. Surfing, skateboarding.
I need a clarity because.
Skiing, that kind
of
shit.
Because if I'm the female athlete of the year, then I should also win in the female action sport.
Yeah.
In my theory, which would have been Serena again. Plus, I want to see pictures of her in the catsuit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, then they have like broken down by sport, and I don't care about that shit. So
how long was this award show? Probably too long.
Yeah, because there's like still 15 more awards that I didn't even fucking mention. And most of them are repeats, like Michael Phelps again, LeBron James again. Like, okay, I'm good. The NBA announced 5 rule changes.
Mm-hmm. Are they going to actually call travels and fouls? Guess not.
Let me see what these changes are.
What happened to them getting texts for doing extreme gestures at the referees? Oh.
Well, they stopped doing them.
My point is, they still do it. Watch the finals. They still do it.
Nah, it's calmed down way more than it used to be. Like, that's the thing about the NBA that I will give them credit for is when they announce a change, they go hard right away. Like, real, real hard. But after a while, like, the players do adjust to it. Like, I think people just have forgotten how bad, like, Rasheed Wallace was. Well, he would demonstrate with a call from one end of the court to the next, stopping the gameplay, holding the basketball and shit like that.
But the ball don't lie, man. He can do
that. That's true.
He can do that. As long as both
teams play hard. But he'll like he used to run up and get in these little dudes' faces and shit. So I, like, it definitely calmed down. Like, but it's just one of those things where, if they still had to do that in 2013, then it means that the players weren't adjusting their games to it.
Right. But the thing is, I see, especially, I'll say Dwayne Wade, because he does it the most. He's consistently running in referees' faces, holding the ball, running up to him, and then just gently rolling it towards the basket again. Like, it's like, take that dude up. Like, if it's a rule, take it at all times, and it'll cut it out all the delay of the game at all times. But just like they don't call the travels, just like they don't call every foul, then they say, oh, the ref's taking over the game. No, these are the rules. Don't make it a rule then.
Well, I like the new rules, and I think it made the game better. Because as a person that paid to see basketball games, it was nothing more annoying than a call didn't go some dude's way, and now they try to hold the game up for an extra 2 minutes. Like, nigga, we got shit to do.
That's what I'm saying. I like the rules, too. I just want them to actually enforce them more than what they are doing.
Maybe. I mean, I'm not going to – I don't know. I won't argue with you. I don't find it to be – I think they have reduced it. I don't know if they need to reduce it more. Like, I'm not – I don't think it's as bad as it was. So, I guess to me, I'm fine at the level it is now. And I'll never expect NBA officiating to be 100% even all the time, because, you know, you're dealing with the most unpredictable sport of all the sports, I think.
I mean, I can agree with that. It's hard to see everything with only 3 guys on the court.
Yeah, and then, like, also as a ref, it says something about you if you tech up a dude every time. Like nobody likes Joey Crawford. But if you really are honest, Joey Crawford's probably the most consistent ref in the NBA. Like, yep. You can't talk to him at all, or else he would give you a tech. You know, he'll kick your coach out the game. Like, he's that dude, but nobody likes seeing him reffing their games. It's like, you know, even as a fan, I'm like, man, not Joey Crawford. You know, he gonna do some bullshit. Like, right. Somebody gonna get fouled in the fourth quarter, and it's gonna be like a 1-point game, and they gonna be like, god damn, he gonna be like, what, tech? I'm like, I don't like that. I don't like, let them people play. Instant replay will now be used to review when a block charge played to determine whether the defender was inside, outside, restricted area. Officials will now be permitted to reverse a charge call or uphold a blocking call when the defender was outside the restricted area but was not set when the offensive player began his upward shooting motion. So Shane Battier, looks like you need to go ahead and retire.
Here's the other thing, though. Why weren't these seem like common sense things that should have already been in place when they initially made the rule?
Man, but honestly, like, I think sometimes they don't know how it's going to play out until they put it out there. So they start adjusting on the fly. And it sounds like that's what happened. Like, I think they implement shit and then they use summer league to check it. And it's like, that's not enough games. It's not a big enough sample size. And your best players aren't playing in that. So, like, somebody like Shane Battier will abuse the fuck out of the jump in front of a dude while moving, take a charge rule, like my feet outside the line, and he doesn't play summer league. So you're not going to know until you actually start playing regular league basketball.
Man, I hate that shit because you had no option but to land on your wrist, which is going to be sprained and sore.
Yeah, I hurt my wrist the other day.
That make you want to punch somebody in the face. It really does.
It really does. And I can't even punch them because my wrist was hurt.
Exactly. All you can do is yell at them real loud and get a tick.
Yeah, my shot been off. I've just been trying to like play through it like Kobe, man. I just think, like, what would Mamba do if his wrist was hurt? You know, it's not even my shooting hand, so can't be missing no games.
Yep.
To determine whether an off-ball foul occurred before or after a player has started his shooting motion on a successful shot attempt or before or after the ball was released on the throw-in. So they can use replay for that now. During the review of an instant replay situation, to permit the officials to assess the appropriate penalties of an unsportsmanlike and unnecessary acts, e.g. flagrant fouls that are observed during the instant replay review. So you can watch a play. You did not call a flagrant foul or unsportsmanlike conduct, or, you know, anything like that. You didn't call those play calls. But say you're looking to see if it was a shot clock violation, and in the review you see Justin punching Chris Paul in the nuts. You can go, oh, flagrant on Justin punching Chris Paul in the nuts. Also, it's not a shot clock violation. You know, like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I'm punching him in the face, and I actually like that.
I wonder how often that shit will come up. Additional rule modifications on a clear path to the basket foul. It will no longer be considered a clear path foul if at any point before the foul is committed, the defender who commits the foul is positioned ahead of the offensive player in the front court. So, like, if you get crossed over and then you grab the dude, that's not clear path. But it used to be. Like, if I get past you and then you grab me at any point, it's a clear path if I'm the closest to the basket and I have the ball. But they're going to change that rule, so... I guess that's okay.
Yeah. Now my screen is frozen. I don't know if that's
your screen is frozen. Let me see.
That's an indicator of.
Let's see. If it's frozen, can everybody else hear me in the chat? And I see you moving on my side. And nobody seems to be saying anything's wrong in the chat. Okay. So
that's fine. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Last time it was frozen when they couldn't hear, and then it just randomly popped up.
Okay. Well, yeah. You're moving on my side, by the way. So I think you're good. Where are we at? A team on offense will lose possession if its player leaves the floor and does not immediately return to the floor unless he is injured, attempting to save the ball, or in other extenuating circumstances. Well, that's pretty much anything, right? I don't know how, are people leaving the floor and not coming back in basketball? The fuck does that rule mean?
Okay, I think it's when they land in the stands, have some popcorn. Some of the people drink when they go out in the stands and don't never come back.
Yeah, I don't even see how that's a competitive advantage or anything.
Nah, you've seen it before, like when they don't come back on defense, though. Like they go in. Vince Carter is a prime example of that. You know, he'll fake something. Go out of bounds, come back in, and be like, oh, I'm open, throw me the ball.
Ah, okay. All right. Meta World Pieces of Nick. I don't have much to say about this.
Yeah, congratulations to him. He has a job.
Yeah, he got amnesty by the Lakers. Makes sense to me. Apparently, baseball fans in a sport that has a lot. Latino players. A lot. Apparently, they are really, really racist because there was a kid singing the national anthem at the All-Star game. Or he's saying God Bless America. And he was Hispanic. And white people on Twitter lost their shit.
You know, regardless of how many Hispanic people play baseball, it's still the white man's sport. That's who show up to support it.
Greg Lewis says, why some Spanish fuck singing God Bless America at the All-Star game? That's just wrong. By the way, it was a kid. Y'all, it's a kid.
Yo, I wonder, was it that same kid who sung
in the NBA finals? Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Why the fuck is a spick singing God Bless America?
Because he was amazing.
Welcome to America, where God Bless America is sung at our national pastime by a Mexican. Shouldn't an American be singing God Bless America? Hashtag get out of my country. Hashtag All Star Game.
Yeah. Oh, but y'all surprised at the Zimmerman verdict. Why?
Nothing like having a Mexican sing God Bless America for the All Star Game. What the fuck? Another disgrace, Mark Anthony, who was there also. I guess, maybe Mark Anthony was the one who was singing it. I don't know. Yeah. He's a New York-born United States citizen of Puerto Rico descent, Mark Anthony. So he's not. He's American.
Yeah, he's
and
American.
He just looks Latino, and people get mad. Another disgrace, Mark Anthony singing God Bless America. Is he even an American citizen? Why are they going to pick a goddamn Mexican to sing God Bless America? Letting a Spanish guy sing God Bless America really hurts my heart. Figure it out, America.
Here's the thing, though. Like, aren't Hispanics and Latinos the closest thing to Native Americans?
Also,
I mean, am I wrong about that?
Also, who would be more appreciative of America than people who immigrated to this country?
Right.
Like, they really would have the feelings of reverence if you give them a chance here and they become prosperous people. Not that Mark Anthony is an American, but I'm just saying, if in these ignorant fucks' minds, a person from Mexico that somehow got to America and made it to the All-Star game to be able to sing a song like this might be a bit appreciative of the American dream. Last week we talked about Anna Benson.
Oh, America.
Who came down to her man's house and said, "Hey, nigga, give me 30 G's or I'm gonna kill you."
Crazy pussy. It's good every time.
Well, did you know that at one point she was on America's Most Wanted?
As a stand-in actress?
No. It was a story about her. At the time, she was investigated in 1996 and the subject of a national manhunt after her boyfriend ended up executed in their apartment.
Nice.
She reportedly was featured on America's Most Wanted. "Get rid of him," she allegedly told her beau. Before he carried out the slaying, the lead investigator told the news, quoting the witness.
So was Chris, because Chris was, they met in 96, according to that story last week. So is he the one that executed?
Maybe he saw her on TV. He was watching America's Most Wanted. He said, "Damn, that's a hot chick." Benson, then a 19-year-old named Anna Warren, hightailed it out of town with her man after the bloody slaying in Knoxville. Tennessee cops obtained warrants charging Warren and her boyfriend, Paul DeJean, 19, with the murder of Michael Evans. She was captured 5 months later, but all charges against her were eventually dropped, infuriating the victim's family. Hmm. So she probably was snitching.
Not even a trial. Dropped.
Hmm. Yep.
Man, and you know what, though? Like, this is what I don't understand. It's so many people out here getting away with murder. Why don't you follow and do what they did? That way you don't have to go to jail.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I'm just saying, there's so many right ways to kill somebody. Why are we out here doing it the wrong way?
Floyd Mayweather gonna fight Canelo. He's already set a new gate record 2 months out.
I don't get that. Does it mean the money he's gonna make from it?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
2 months to go.
I'm proud of Floyd, man.
Like, he never needed Manny Pacquiao, and I've been saying this shit forever. And I said they won't even fight until it's clear they don't need to. Till it's not even the biggest fight anymore. And Manny getting knocked out again just makes it not the biggest fight again. Like, people just now, they might fight next now because what's the point? You know, if Manny ever comes to his senses and realizes that he's not a bigger draw than Floyd.
I just always want to see boxers stand over the person and be like, "You got knocked the fuck out, man." Like, I always want to see that, but it never happens. They always go to their corner and keep it classy.
You gotta keep it classy.
For who? For what? Like, get ignorant. You just knocked a nigga out.
Cause when you get knocked out, you know, you don't want that happening to you. So.
I mean, it's the spoils of war, but come on, man. Like, you knock somebody out. It's not like you just, "Oh, I won by decision."
I want to see him knock somebody out and then go, "Now who else want to fuck with Hollywood Court?"
Right, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you want to see something entertaining like that.
I've seen it before, though. I've seen it before.
I've never seen it.
It never comes off classy, though.
It's not about being classy. Like, you, I know. Like, first of all, you knocking people out. Who can really comment against you? Like, I knocked him out. I knock you out.
Well, I think you want some Debo shit.
Right, but it's, and we all love the movie Friday.
That's a good point. I can't argue with any of your logic. But I'll tell you what people do forget about Floyd. But Ruben Guerrero has not forgotten about Floyd.
They still gonna beat that woman beater?
Mm-hmm. Let me play this.
Also to the podium, and to acknowledge the father and trainer of Robert the Ghost Guerrero, that is Ruben Guerrero. Ruben.
I'm ready, baby. I'm ready for anybody. My son's ready. And May 4th, maybe you guys are going to find out. You know, everything we do, my son's blessed.
Now, can you describe what this man looks like, Justin? How would you describe that dude?
It's really hard to describe what he looks like. I'll just say he looks like somebody that didn't want. He's trying to be incognito, I guess. Mm-hmm. Okay. Has his hat down low, shades on,
mm-hmm.
Goatee.
I'm blessed. No matter what I am what I am, and I'm the real deal.
A slim poppy, maybe.
That sounds like a dude that didn't have his speech prepared, because his first 10 words are not on topic, you know, like that's not what he was introduced to do. But he just came on there to start. I'm keeping it real. Hey, I am what I am. I'm blessed, you know. I'm cute. I'm doing my thing. I'm like, what are you about to say? Like, this is the foreshadowing for something ratchet about to happen.
I'm blessed. No matter what I am what I am. And I'm the real deal. And I don't talk shit, man. I back it up.
Who are those people in the background joking him? They're like, we are who we are, too. You're not blessed.
I don't talk shit. I back it up. I back it up. So they zoom in on Floyd Mayweather's face. And the father of his opponent starts going in on how Floyd is a woman beater. Sit down with your old ass.
Now, here's the thing. He talking like Floyd not right there. Like Floyd can't put hands on him.
Yeah.
Because they fight at these press conferences.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never, I've never heard of any charges being brought up.
Yeah, and of course, the golden boy gets back up to get on the mic because he's like, this wasn't in the plan.
Shut up, you disrespect.
We're going to beat that woman, Peter, down.
You disrespect.
You guys hear me?
Oscar De La Hoya looking like, God damn. God damn. I'm just trying to do my job and hype up this fight. But maybe you get more ticket sales when you get something like this. I don't know.
Disrespect.
Woman, Peter.
It's okay. It's okay.
Beat up his wife.
You know what's funny? Floyd will not knock him out. Because Floyd only fights people who get paid. Floyd is not wasting his... He's not even worried about it. He never even looked up on his iPhone. Floyd over here playing that fucking Candy Crush like, man, let me know when this dude is done.
No, but I'm saying the way he talking, I'm ready. Like he would actually win that fight.
Yeah.
Like in his head.
That's why he can say it, though. He can say it because Floyd, he's like, Floyd's like, I'm not ready. For 160 mil, I might be ready, but not for this shit. Not for free.
I wonder how much Floyd Hens insurance insured for.
Yeah, exactly.
You know how those boxes insured
gotta
hands?
Gotta be millions.
It's more than that,
gotta
man.
Gotta be $500 million.
Because he only uses it for texting and in the boxing ring, and that's it.
Yeah, he probably don't even jack off with his own hands.
He's like,
I hire women to jack me off. Did he shake I can't his, be putting my hands on myself.
Did he shake his woman or did he actually hit her? Because now that we're talking about this, I don't imagine him using his hands to hit her.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I'm assuming he pushed her down like little Scrappy did.
It was her heels then.
And she was like, I'm suing, nigga. I don't know. All I know is he's a woman beater. Okay. He's a woman beater.
I'm ready anytime. They told her to shut up. You're not blessed.
I just like the, my favorite part of this, and this happens with any, with every time somebody's about to say some real shit though, is him stumbling for words when he's building up the courage to say what he wants to say. Cause he came there to call that man a woman beater. Don't sleep. Like, listen to this shit. Cause he had nothing to say related to this fight. He just started, he just like, I keep it real, you know? You know what I'm saying? And I was like, yo, this dude about to say something good.
Is this a real father's real man moment?
I guess so.
I'm ready, baby. I'm ready for anybody. My son's ready. And maybe you guys are going to find out. You know, everything we do, my son's blessed. I'm blessed. No matter what I am what I am. And I'm the real deal. And I don't talk shit, man. I back it up. I back it up. Anytime, anywhere, that's it. And we're going to beat up that woman beater. The one that beat up his wife, man.
That shit had nothing. Everything he said before woman beater had nothing to do with nothing, dude. He's like, I'm blessed and I keep it real and I say what I got to say. And that man's a woman beater. Okay. He's a woman beater, man. I was like, okay, get him, dad. Speaking of people that might have some insufficient daddy, Johnny Football Manziel. He broke the headlines this week because he had to go home from the Manning brothers passing academy. He was supposed to be like one of the people that comes in and shows kids how to throw a football, and then, you know, they make thousands of dollars off of this shit.
Well, I was wondering, does he get paid for that? Because isn't that considered work? And that's not allowed to get money?
He don't get paid, I bet. I'm willing to bet. Why? So he goes out drinking.
Makes
gets
sense.
Up on these hoes, shows up, gets tired, has to leave, possibly dehydrated from a hangover, and it's the biggest news of the week. And it's all because he's a college football player. People can speculate, like, well, what does this mean about his pro career? Is he going to be ready to play football this year? You know, he's too big for the sport. He's, you know, he has all the Twitter followers and he's young. He doesn't care about his image as much as people would like for him to. What do you think about this whole controversy?
I'm actually proud of him living life like a teenager and a kid. He is a kid. He's not a professional. He's not in the working world. Having fun, getting on these hoes. And once he gets in the league, he won't have time to get on these hoes. So why not?
It feels almost like he gets treated like a black dude.
That's an excellent point.
You know, like, that was the thing I noticed, is like, cause somebody actually hit me up today and was like, is that a Itwan? And of course everybody knows Itwan stands for if that was a nigga. And I thought about it and I said, no, because if it was really that whole, like, he's white and it's cool and it's fun, ESPN wouldn't be starting off every episode of SportsCenter with the Johnny Manziel update, making him apologize and have press conferences, speculating on his pro career prospects. Like, that wouldn't happen if they honestly thought this dude was, that wouldn't happen if it was just like, well, he's a white dude, so he can never do any harm.
Yeah, they'll base his talent off his character.
Yeah, this isn't Marshall. You know what I mean? From last week, where we had the white dude that talked shit to the audience, to the crowd at games, flipped people off. This isn't that. This is simply a dude that is enjoying being a college student.
Yeah, he's living the college life, the 19, 20-year-old life that 21. Is he old enough to drink?
Probably, I don't know.
Cause he's only his third year of school, so he might be around 2021, but he's living that life where I don't have to go to work. I only have to show up for class. I'm getting on these hoes.
Yeah, and so my thing is, if I started getting a sniff of that sizzle, I said, now he's a white dude, where could the sizzle be coming from? I feel like it's around here close, like, this might be schism adjacent. Even cut to his football coach, a black man. And I said, god damn it, I already know how this is gonna end. maybe a year from now, maybe 8 months from now, if Johnny Manziel doesn't ball out and they don't win the championship and all this shit, it's going to turn into the, oh, this black coach can't control his players.
He's not even on campus right now.
Don't matter. You acting like that matters. They just going to be like, this black dude cannot control the kids on his roster. This is why we don't need more niggers in the NCAA football coaching field.
Can you imagine him showing up for that meeting? And they're like, so listen, Denzel. My name's not Denzel. Listen, we're going to call you Denzel. What happened with you and Johnny Manziel this season? What are you referring to? Well, you know, all during the summer when school wasn't in, he's out here drinking and
partying,
missing camps. He was at home with his parents then, you know, with his real father. Yeah.
School wasn't in. I mean, what was I supposed to do? You're supposed to coach him. But you do realize that he is his own man and he's off campus and I can't control him. So you say you can't control your players?
No. Well, at the time this occurred, you don't remember I was on that recruiting trip that you guys signed up and
so you say you can't, you're saying you can't do two things at once? You can't recruit and watch over Johnny Football?
I'm just saying he was in a different state.
So you saying all you have to do is lead a state and all of a sudden you're not a good coach anymore? What about road games?
I think you guys are saying that. This is not about us.
Yeah, this so what? We're talking about you and Johnny.
This is about you right now.
Okay, right now we're 8-3. We're not going to the championship bowl because of you. Lance, look. What we're going to do is fire you, let you go, and then we're going to pick up a retread of a white coach that has failed before. That's what we're going to do. It's so smart. Speaking of smart decisions, Lance Stevenson is dating K. Michelle from Love and Hip Hop ATL.
She thick now.
I didn't say she wasn't thick.
She thick.
I would never argue that she's not thick.
She crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think her crazy has any level of control.
Lance is a questionable decision maker on the court. This makes sense to me. That's all I'm gonna say. Good luck, bro.
This makes no sense to me.
What Jay-Z say? Good luck with that, bro.
Cause normally crazy loves to hang out with sane people.
Here's the other thing about...
And make the same people feel like they're the ones that are out of control.
Here's the other... First of all, Lance is kind of crazy, okay? We know this.
Right, so crazy and crazy never hooks up together.
It won't work. Yeah, it won't work. It shouldn't. Here's the thing, though. If you were going to hook up with K. Michelle, she is a low-key jump off. She's the kind of chick that you don't go out public places with if that's your thing.
Right.
Because you have something to lose from being attached to this trick.
Right. If we're hanging out, it's always as a group.
Yeah. He booed up at the bowling alley with her.
Holding hands. Go back to his face. I know the chat can't see his face right now.
No, I put it in the chat.
Okay. This nigga, the look in his eyes right now is one of happiness.
I feel like he looks like, well, damn, now they know. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. He looks,
now everybody know. Like, he holding her hand. Her face looks like, yeah, I got a baller.
Well, her face look crazy as always.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying the reason I say he even looks happy because he's leaned in. Looks like his head is pressed up against her face.
Yeah.
Like, he looks happy. And this is the calm before the storm.
Does he not have cable? Like, how does this happen? Cause, like,
you know what? He was in the playoffs and missed her during the season.
Cause, like, I think K. Michelle's booty is ridiculous.
It is.
But honestly, man, if I saw her out and then she turned around and I saw it was K. Michelle, my dick would turtle up. It would be like, nope, we're not going near that. She's not getting an opportunity to cut my dick off.
The thing is, I think she's on the level of crazy that when she saw him, she walked up and grabbed his dick and massaged it and said, hey, how you doing? I'm K. Michelle.
Right. She didn't even talk to Lance yet.
Right.
He was like, my name's Lance. She's like, I'm not talking to you. Talking to your dick right now. He's like, I'm sorry.
Right. Don't interrupt.
Yeah. Now, what were you saying, dick?
Right. That's the level of crazy she on.
Yeah, she a dick whisperer, man.
And he happy.
You can tell.
Good luck to you, Lance.
Yeah.
I'd like to see how this turns out.
Good luck with that, bruh.
I imagine him proposing for marriage in a month.
And another fake ass controversy. People mad at Cam Newton for saying that he was born a Falcons fan, and even when he's playing for the Panthers, except for the two games that they play him, he roots for the Falcons. So everybody mad.
He should wear one of those nice fancy sweaters on his clothing line that he has,
mm-hmm.
and just put "You Mad" in the front.
Yeah,
like it should be some crazy Cosby design like sweater that if you look at it hard enough, it's, you can see "You Mad" wrote on the inside of it.
Like this is how slow the week of football was, y'all. This is how slow everything is with no free agency, really. No, like, you know, no one cares where Mike Miller is going, really. Nobody really cares about Meta World Peace. So shit like this makes the news, but Cam Newton pulling for Atlanta should not be a problem. It's not like he goes out there and tries to lose to Atlanta.
You know, while at the same time, I agree with that. At the same time, Cam, bruh, who is working with him to get him to do better interviewing? Who has that job, and why are they still employed?
I feel like he's at a level of richness where it doesn't matter what my fucking favorite team is, and I'm so rich I don't have to lie to you.
It does.
And I want to be that rich. I want to be that rich where I could go, it doesn't matter. I could be like, actually, I like the Patriots. And you know what? Fuck it.
Right. But it does. Cause this will only be his third year in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he not like a league vet yet. Like, he don't have 7 years in. He doesn't have all the endorsements he'd like to have. Like, we see him on local TV a lot.
No, he got a lot of endorsements. Yeah, actually, he has a ton of national endorsements. Cam Newton is out there. Like, this ain't fucking with his money at all. He got his money, bro. He say shit like this because he like, I'm good. Y'all can't touch me.
I haven't seen him national commercial. I just see a lot of local.
Nah, Visa, he was the dude that did the phone, last year, the one where he's like, I'm a chef and I'm also this thing and I'm also that thing.
I missed that one.
He also did the NFL commercial, that the real popular one where the little kid tells him he's going to take his spot.
I thought that was the Carolina's healthcare
commercial. No,
they had their little name at the bottom.
That's a commercial for the NFL.
I could have sworn I saw Carolina's healthcare at the bottom with it.
Well, maybe I know he has an NFL commercial. If that ain't it, it's something else. He major.
See, and that's what I'm saying. I know he do a lot of local commercials, like his local stuff. I know he has a lot of local stuff.
I'm telling you, these are national commercials. This is not a question. I know for a fact, because when I tweet about it, other people that aren't from here will be like, oh yeah, Cam Newton, that's my favorite commercial. I'm like, damn, that dude's in like San Diego. So they show that for everybody.
Are these just Panther fans? Like, Panther fans has to.
No, man. Why are you trying?
I mean, I want him to get money. I guess
I'm telling you, he getting it.
This is
how money talks. This is Magna Carta Holy Grail talk right now.
I just want him to make sure he getting money. That's it.
Yeah. This Magna Carta Holy Grail talk. This is like when Jay-Z say shit like Scott Boras is you're over.
And
you
go,
damn, man, you can say that. And it's like, yeah, you can say that because I'm already rich.
And I listen to that line. It's not even that big a deal.
It's not. Yeah, it's not. But yeah, I just think that it's funny because Cam basically still roots for where he's from and everybody wants him to stop. It's like, you don't get to decide that. I play the best I can for my team and that's it. And if I leave the Panthers stadium and flip on my Falcons hat as soon as I walk out the door, that's it. But it's a slow week and people have nothing to talk about. And also it's the culture of ownership, in sports where fans think they actually own these players because they put on a jersey that, that is the same color as them.
I still feel like his PR person is, not doing him justice right now.
I don't know.
I'm happy he's able to express that with that I don't give a fuck attitude, but he does it too after the game losses and things like that. I just feel like everything needs to be, some things need to be worked on for him.
Hmm. All right.
Present a more polished Cam. That's all.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he's fine. And plus, he got one of them faces, and that's what nobody wants to talk about. The truth of the matter is, people try to present this shit way more complicated than it's gotta be. It's the same as Russell Westbrook. Cam Newton got one of them very hateable faces, man. He reminds you of every pretty boy jock that, you know, fucked the girl that you was into. And every chick that, it reminds every chick of the dude that was really, off-putting and shallow, and she still gave him the pussy and he never called her back. He got that face, man. And there's nothing he can do about it. Like if he puts a towel on his head, it's completely different than when Peyton Manning puts a towel on his head, because he got that face. Nobody want to talk about it. But here at Ballsy Sports, this is the shit that y'all listen to for us to talk about that way. That's the difference.
Cam, I get bitches, Newton.
Yeah, he got one of them faces, man. Just look at his face next time you start feeling this way and go, oh, it's his face. Like, honestly, dude, if Eli Manning said, I root for the Colts because my brother plays there or something like that, whenever my team isn't playing, I root for the Colts. Unless we're playing them, then I root for us, obviously.
I think it's
nobody would be like, oh my God, I can't believe Eli Manning said that. We would just go, yeah, it makes, okay.
I wouldn't say it just because I don't like Eli. But I guess what I'm saying is, because I like Newton, I always want him to be the best Newton he can be, to not ever anyone question what he doing. That's more so what I'm saying. Like, I don't want other people to question it. Yeah. Like, I don't care who
he likes. I don't think it matters, is what I'm telling you.
No, I get what you're saying. I got your point where you were saying he had the level of money.
No, not just that. Yeah, he got one of them faces
where they're going to scrutinize everything he does.
Yeah, because honestly, Justin.
But his level of money says, fuck what you scrutinize.
Yeah, thank goodness for him. But honestly, this story is a non-story. Like, it's
not even important.
It's a boring fucking story. I'm covering it because it's a slow week, but it's so boring. There's literally hundreds of players in the NFL that would say and do the same thing. There was another dude that played for the Panthers last season, and he got in, like, people were talking about him on the local radio because he wore a Falcons hat out to, like, Ruth Chris, and somebody saw him and they were like, well, I don't see why he has to wear that hat. And he was like, cause it matched my fucking shoes, nigga. Like, chill. I can't wear a Falcons hat on my off day and going out to eat with my girl.
I looked to see too if it was a local store or not, and it wasn't. So that's why I was like, why, like, I want him to not be in national news over something stupid like
that.
He's
a major dude. Speaking of Nigerian, Hakeem Olajuwon is now trying to gaffle the Rockets by sending them an email in all caps, trying to get them a full time possible role with the Houston Rockets.
Before you read the story, I have a question.
I'm not reading all this shit. Okay. I'm just literally, that's
even,
it.
Even before the highlights.
No, I'm not even playing the highlights. That was it.
Do you say, because it's the Rockets and they ain't been fucking with me for years, do I drive the price up just because I'm hot right now and I know they want me and the fans are saying you need to get Hakeem? Do I drive the price up?
I just like that he made it a Dwight Howard package deal. Like, you know, when he was the main dude, like, hey, you need to get Dwight here. Y'all haven't had a big man in a long time. They were like, hey, Hakeem, we'll just call and tell you, we got him. We got him, man. You were right. We should have got a big man. Well, you know, he ain't got no post moves, right? What you mean? Hakeem, you said that he would be good here. He will. Once I teach him post moves, that's going to take $2 to $3 million a month. That's all I'm saying. Throw me a few mil, and I'll teach them how to do a two-step. That's all.
So, it's what, eight months in the NBA season?
Yep.
9 months? 8 times 2, 16 mil?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what he's going to ask for.
That's nice retirement money. That's all I'm saying.
I'm assuming he's going to ask for, like, $500 to clear the bank fees for his check, and then he's going to actually give Houston Rockets $1 million. But then, after the bank fees clear, he's going to have to, can't forget about the customs tax. And then he'll need another $500,000 for that. next thing you know, man, you need your bank account number, Daryl Morey. I'm gonna need that bank account number.
Yo, how many hours? I mean, if they work this deal out, Hakeem could literally be making maybe, you know, a few mil a month for 1 or 2 hours a day, if that.
He could. You know, he was getting like, who was it he charged last week? It was like 100.
Stoudemire.
Yeah, he's like, 300,000 for a week. I got you, bro. You dumb enough to take it, man. That's your ass.
Think about 300,000 for weeks. That's 1.2 mil.
My man Jason Kidd getting suspended. He's on interim probation because he finally got convicted of that DUI. So welcome to 2013, Brooklyn Nets. Your coach is a fucking alcoholic. Woman beater. He's a woman beater. Woman beater.
Oh, you're not in Jason Kidd phase though.
So
Brooklyn.
I just hope that TJ Kidd has grown into that head by now.
I'm just glad they can't link that to Jay-Z, because I swear that was a Jay-Z. Yeah. If Jay-Z was still on board,
it'd have been that nigger music fault. Hope Solo. Solo Hope. Got nude for the ESPN suit, shoot that includes the annual body issue. And, like a true crazy motherfucker, went streaking in the middle of the street.
Right. Here's my issue with this, new issue.
Mm-hmm.
There's no titty shots, no pussy shots. Mm.
That's it's a big size, man. Like, you'll never catch me buying an article, a magazine, especially a sports magazine, because naked women are in it. Because one, they're not going to show anything. They're going to do all classy and tasteful and shit. Two, I don't know if you heard of it. There's this thing called pornography. It's on the internet and it's everywhere.
Right.
It's in your phones, your tablets, everything you own. There's really no need to spend $4.99 on a fucking, teaser like ESPN The Body.
Right, so this is my issue with it. Who are these people that's actually out here geeked up about this issue every year?
I don't know.
Who are these people?
I think it's just ESPN promoting it and making people feel like it's like, you know, like it's a big deal when it's really not.
This shouldn't be my America.
It isn't. Derek Jeter, he hurt again, y'all. He got back and now he hurt.
Yeah, why? It's time for him to retire. I know he want to get this money. I know he's trying to get this year and next year money, but Jeter, I mean, you've been a professional with Hold Control for all these years. Just go ahead and just retire and become a pimp.
Hey, man, I'll say the same thing I always say about Derek Jeter. He's a weak-ass bitch, and what else can anybody say about him? I know that people that like the Yankees, you know, pretend that this dude is better than A-Rod, but you know, A-Rod actually playing right now in AAA, trying to get back to the league.
Well, maybe it's because Jeter's not using steroids to get healthy.
He should have used steroids. And that's why he's a weak-ass bitch, man. Like,
so you're saying if you're not cheating,
a real man would step up to the plate and inject himself with some steroids like the rest of the league. How good, like you guys keep talking about Derek Jeter being good. How good could he have been on steroids?
He not trying to fuck up his dick action for these
hoes. He would have been the best ever.
I'm just saying. He more focused on how to keep these hoes. And he knows that sometimes, if he injecting steroids.
Sometimes you got. I'm not saying he's a bad person. Just mentally, he don't want to take a risk to be a better player. To fulfill his potential with steroids. So what? You lose some sackage. It happens. You know? When you get old, your ball's just going to scoop down anyway. It's just gonna sag down, so you might as well tighten it up with some steroids. But he was too scared to do it, so now he's out again. Damn. Before we get out of here, you know what time it is. Come on. What is this? La 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 la. Hey mama. I told y'all. What did I tell y'all? It might have been the first episode of Balls Deep. And y'all laughed at me. You said, oh, Rod, you're so crazy. You just love COVID so much. You're just incapable of analyzing things with no bias. And I told y'all, motherfuckers, you don't know my Kobe Bryant and what he is capable of. Let me just play the clip.
Dressing well. So, you know, I clearly if we get to the beginning of the season and he's not where he should be, he will not play. But if this continues and he feels fine, I think he comes back. I mean, the key, you know, there's a lot of talk about 2014, but the fact of the matter is Kobe's in the last year of his contract. Steve Nash is at the end of his career. Pau Gasol's in the last year of his contract. I mean, those guys are not going to tank this season. Those guys have a chip on their shoulder, and I think they want to win. So if Kobe can play, he will play.
So when all is said and done, when the smoke is cleared, do we see Kobe Bryant on the floor next season for this Lakers team?
100%, John. You know, I said it before.
100%.
And I didn't really believe it 100% until I talked to Kobe. He, unless something crazy happens, unless he gets hurt, you know, at some point in the gym or training, he'll be on the court first game of the season.
Arash Markazi of ESPN.
Nah.
That's right. He is now 3 months ahead of schedule.
Here's the thing, too, man. Not only is he coming back ahead of schedule, but he's been going hard in the gym, which means he'll be in better shape than he has been in a while. Think about it. This is no Kobe Bryant without going deep in the playoffs rest.
Kobe the God, man.
Going hard in the gym. That's that, you know, y'all saw the commercials. Kobe system, next level.
Mm-hmm.
Like you saw what he told Richard Branson. What do I do? What would these shoes do for me if I'm already at the top? It'll take you higher.
Kobe is the God, dude. I told y'all he was going to be working hard. Everybody was like, all right, you just want him to do that. He old now. Can't you understand? It's too late. He 3 months ahead of schedule, man. What's your excuse, Derrick Rose? Step your game up.
Man, Kobe has nothing to do but be great at basketball.
Right. You think this man cares about his family? Just enough to keep him from leaving?
You saw he made his mama write an apology letter.
This dude is that dude. I don't understand how people can't like Kobe, man. Your favorite athlete would never work this hard. That's all I'm saying. And maybe it makes him a self-obsessed, maniacal asshole, but to that I say this. See you niggas in the preseason.
You mad because our athlete care more about the game than your athlete?
Really, dog? Mad because he be in their head? Like, it's a real possibility that Melo and LeBron could be Lakers next year. Why is it real? Because Kobe Bryant. Because they be saying stuff like, Kobe's my big brother. Kobe don't give a fuck about them. He don't even like them, probably.
They hate it when people call them little brother.
Yeah.
Except for when Kobe.
Only Kobe gets away with that bullshit, man.
They mad because it's 7 o'clock in the morning. He on his second workout.
Right. Kobe wakes up at 5 in the morning, and he tells LeBron and Melo, come on, man, y'all got to work out with me. This is how you get better. And they go work out with him. And he say, all right, cool. We had a couple hour workout. Good job. Let's hit the showers, guys. And then they go get the shower. Then he sneaks back into the gym and works out some more so they can never get ahead of him. That's the Kobe Bryant I know. So it's going to be good to see him back next year, man, beginning of the season. I told y'all. Y'all was writing him out. Oh, he won't be back till Christmas. Oh, he won't be back till if he plays at all next year. Why doesn't he just retire? Why? Because he's Kobe Bryant is why he doesn't retire. Who the fuck retires like that? Not man. Kobe.
Kobe could think about this, too. I don't want to see Kobe on anybody's bench like Juwan Howard and them.
Yeah.
But he, in theory, he's in such great shape now, he could play till he's 50.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's still competing at a high level, MVP level, at this age.
And he didn't take 3 years off because of gambling like Michael Jordan.
Right. So imagine him, look at all these years of Nazi Muhammad on people's bench, Juwan Howard 5 years on the Heat bench. You telling me Kobe can't come in at 45 and get you 10 quick points?
Look at Derrick Rose, 2 years on Chicago's bench.
Kobe could play till he's 50, man.
He got this.
I said it.
He was he's what, like second or third leading scorer last year? Come on, man.
And he think about how soon he left.
Right.
When he hurt his ankle.
Mm-hmm.
You niggas will never understand, man.
You'll never get it, man. You'll never understand what it's like to be in the mind of a Mamba. And that's your problem. That's you get like him.
But y'all call us Kobe stands, Laker stands. But are you dudes watching the game or are you just breezing through it?
Become excellent, bro. That's all I got to say to y'all. Thanks for listening to Balls Deep this week. We'll be back again next week. I don't know what we're going to talk about next week. Nothing's happening. We just making shit up now.
We could talk about Kobe Bryant being a verb.
Yeah, we could talk about that for 2 hours next week. Just Kobe Bryant exclusive. Actually, I'm working on a blog post, so hopefully I think we'll have something to talk about next week. I want to talk about the 20 favorite things that I'm looking forward to next year's NFL season. And I already started my list, so hopefully next week we'll be talking about that and having some good time making some good jokes.
Yeah, free cousins.
Mm-hmm. Free peace, y'all. All right, man. We'll talk to y'all later. Peace.